Can we just drink it? Do yeah. I have to shotgun it?
Rabbit holes, digressions, and a little bit of digestion.
So if you're looking for a new bald man in your life...
Luckily, because of the bubbles, there's no indigestion.
You just know, and like, they're not wearing any pants. Unpopular opinion?
Get it, because shotguns and dive bars hand in hand, right?
What are you in for, leather lung?
That's the beer review. Shut up. That's the beer review. Shut up. Yeah.
No sausage, please.
Woo!
Hi.
You know that we can hear that. We can react to it on the way in. It's like, yeah!
Mm-hmm. Extra saucy.
My pants come with no buttons.
My pants just come.
This is
seems inconvenient.
Another rendition of the Heavy Metal Over Six Pack podcast.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And
ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get ready to suck it.
You could not finish that, could you?
I could not.
You're a bad man.
I had an idea and I lost it halfway through.
Sorry. I just couldn't resist the urge to shout out D-Generation X. Thank you, Paul Levesque.
Is it a Triple X or whatever?
Triple H. Triple X is that website.
See, I don't follow that shit.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley?
Yeah, I don't do this. Real name. Is that why it's Triple H?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He lucked out because that made his name easier to make. Mm-hmm.
But isn't he in like some kind of trouble or something?
No, that's everybody else in WWE.
Everybody but him.
Yeah, Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar. All
right, so do you know who the Rat is then?
All of them, I'm sure. They just got bought out by that big company TKO.
Oh, so, really?
So now UFC and WWE are owned by the same company, and so when they got wind, I'm sure it was like everybody and their mother, you know, coming out for him. And then, I mean. I don't know. Allegations are allegations, right? But, like, Vince just got paid because he just sold his company. So Vince is fucking loaded.
That's not a cheap company.
And the lawsuits come out the day after he fucking sells. And it's official. It's like,
and I'm out. Bye.
Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing all kinds of stuff. But people are saying that Brock Lesnar is probably never going to set foot in a ring or an octagon
really?
Ever again because he was involved.
Isn't he, like, 60-something years old?
Vince?
No.
Brock? He's not 60. No, he's like
mid-40s?
50s? Yeah.
Oh, that's way different in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, what's his name? Yeah, Ric Flair went to like, he was like 79.
Woo! It was like.
Right,
was,
like that's when it becomes unbelievable. Like, even The Undertaker got old. I actually remember seeing The Undertaker when he got old. It's like, dude, you got to hang that up.
Yeah.
This ain't working for us anymore.
I've been watching, I don't know if I ever brought this up, but I've been watching a lot of, like, his, like, interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's one of those things where he's kind of like, I've wanted to do this for so long and, like, tell the stories and shit, but I had to keep up this facade that I was the Undertaker.
Right.
And I did, like, so, like, now he can be, like, actually out about stuff, which is cool. I mean, he seems pretty chill, so.
Yeah. He did it with the best of them for the longest.
Yeah.
Stayed loyal to one company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stayed with, yeah.
Not many other people can say that.
Not going to lie. I didn't think the wrestling combo was going to get that far.
Really? Bro, I could talk about classic. When I say classic, I mean like Attitude Era wrestling matches and shit for days.
Well, see, my classic ends at probably 2002.
Okay. So yeah, that was
about the same, yeah.
That was about the end of the Attitude Era.
Yeah, because I had, my folks had the,
oh, that's kind of
the black box back in the day.
Yes.
So we used to get all the pay-per-views.
Yep.
And I had a group of friends, it was like four of us, where all of us had like a black box, so we would just rotate the pay-per-views, and we'd all go to each other's house. Like,
smart.
And our folks were like totally down with this. Yeah, bring a bunch of guys over like a Sunday night. We'll make a bunch of snacks for you, and you guys can just watch wrestling all night while we go to bed on a school night. And we're like, sweet.
There was a kid I went to school with in middle school, and we both got made fun of for liking wrestling. So we talk wrestling all the time, and it turned out his dad was a massive wrestling fan.
Was Ric Flair?
No. No. He was a painter. But he would buy every single pay-per-view for WWE, every nice. Single one of them. And so there was one time, like, it was like a Friday. I was like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen this weekend. And Todd's like, well, we're gonna tape it. You want me to bring the tape in on Monday so you can watch it before Raw?
Yes.
And I was like, yeah. And
absolutely.
Then it just became a tradition. He'd bring in a VHS tape every Monday, and I'd get to watch it. And then I'd always, like, make sure I put it right back in my backpack, bring it back the next day.
It's one of those things as, like, a grown-ass man. As long as it's only for, like, entertainment purposes, like, I'm not into the grown-ass man who's, like, buying, like, the full-person T-shirt.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, dude, knock it off.
I look at it like NASCAR. You know what I mean? Like, everybody watches NASCAR.
Like NASCAR scripted?
For the crashes.
Like, Tommy, you've got to crash the car now.
Yeah. So, like, come on.
Don't go left.
Listen. Everybody wants to see somebody get smashed through a table, whether it's fake or not, right? There's a reason the Bills Mafia exists.
Well,
like,
you know, I understand that it grew up, but I feel like it just got, like, over-the-top ridiculous after, like, a certain point in time.
Oh, for sure.
Like, back in the day when it was, like, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, like, they were goofy, but, like, it wasn't, like, completely over-the-top. In fact, I actually think I saw the,
Stone Cold's era was pretty goofy.
What was, Bret Hart's, Owen?
Owen Hart.
I actually think I saw that event live. Not live, but, like, I actually, we were watching the pay-per-view, and, like, the way that they kind of, like, all of a sudden, like, everything just kind of, like, cut away, and people are just, like, with microphones, like, so, how about that? What?
It's awkward.
Are we on?
That's crazy.
Yeah, some dude just died in your ring, man, and I think we still had the main event, which I give them all the props in the world for keeping it. Oh, this is part of the script. No, he actually
This is a bad situation.
Yeah, there's...
It was kind of weird, too. It was a funky stunt, man, because he was coming from the ceiling, like
the
roof,
yeah.
The rafters, and, like, he was just
wrong,
like...
It was
like, he was just like, wah! And then all of a sudden, he wasn't moving anymore,
well,
and they cut away.
His gimmick was supposed to be, like, flailly and silly and stupid anyway, because he was... What was his name? The fucking Blue Blazer. And,
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was in a... He had a mask and, like, weird wings, and, like, he would always... It was like his gimmick. He'd come down from the rafters, and, like, Sting would do it in WCW. So, like, oh, let's do it and make it goofy. But in WCW, they used they had the exact same rigging team for every event that would, like, go through and try. And this was, like, the second or third time they did it, and one of the riggers used the wrong cable. And the family has, they've, like, made it. They got some law passed or something so that the video, the footage, is, like, permanently banned from the internet. Like,
I'd hope so.
Like, nobody.
Yeah,
like,
back then we had
the
videotape.
Yeah.
We had videotape back
then.
Yeah.
Anyone who was recording that, in theory, has it.
I find that hard to believe that they can keep that off. But, anyways, we can, on that note,
pull that train back on track.
Yeah, but there. Well,
good old positive feel good story to kick off the episode today.
Speaking of positive stories, dude, there's just so many wrestlers that have died of, like, drug overdoses and shit from our age, and, like,
oh, it's weird. They're not supposed to be that big.
Yeah, well,
it's strange. It's really strange how that happens.
And it's painkillers. They all have, like, they all get painkiller drug addicted. You know, like,
yeah,
Jeff Hardy plus steroids. Like, can you imagine if Jeff Hardy did steroids on top of his crazy everything else? Like, I don't know if he'd still be here. I don't think
scary.
He would.
It's true, though.
True story. The movie, The Wrestler.
Never saw it.
Mickey
Rourke?
Mickey Rourke. Excellent film.
That was,
you don't even have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy that film. It's just a good movie.
That was before he fucked his face up. Because he did that movie and he got all big and chiseled and everything else. And then he got into boxing and he got fucked up in boxing.
Well, I'll tell you what. He actually did a really... Like I said, you don't even have to be a wrestling fan to appreciate that movie. It was a good movie. And it had What's-Her-Face in it. I'm not going to remember her name for the life of me. My cousin Vinny lady.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Thank you, Marissa Tomei.
Could be worse.
She was a stripper.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Sold. It could be worse, though. You could be Chris Benoit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, but there's a conspiracy theory about that.
Welcome to fucking America, buddy.
I don't know. What do you know about Chris Benoit?
First time I've heard of him.
Really? Okay.
His head looks like a toaster.
It kind of does. He was credited with toothless aggression. He was missing a tooth. He was like one of those like, he was just like stocky, short, just like grappler, like grizzly.
Not gonna lie, in SmackDown vs. Raw, I used to beat up on him a lot.
Oh, he was like a 91 with his submissions. He would just submit the shit out of everybody.
Not if you're a giant grandmother.
You'd make a custom.
Obviously.
The stink face. he reportedly killed his son and wife and then himself.
Yeah.
In 2007, right?
Something like that, 2005. Yeah, early 2000s.
CTE, man.
It was shortly after Eddie Guerrero died.
Yep.
And but it really, they really said it. They said his frontal lobe was like mush. He used to do a diving headbutt from the top rope and literally
his head looked like mush. So yeah, yeah,
like headbutt people from like bad. But
not good.
The conspiracy theory, because his wife Nancy was previously married to this guy that's like crazy rich or whatever. The conspiracy theory is that the ex-husband set him up for murder suicide. Because he was so mad that his wife was stolen from him and a new family happened, or whatever. It's like, there's all this evidence. I'm not going to give you all. I don't know.
There's always a possibility.
But there's like all these things that kind of point to it. So
it's no different than the Kurt Cobain thing. I mean, it's the same thing. Is it? Is it not? We don't know.
I mean, Kurt Cobain. Come
on. Is it?
It is. How does the shell get ejected to the wrong side of your body, and how do you pull a trigger when you can't reach it with boots on?
Are we talking about the
Kurt Cobain?
I know, but like, are we on the same side of this? Also, the police tampered with the evidence because they accidentally knocked the gun off his chest when they stepped over him.
Accidentally.
Yeah. So, right. Anyway,
that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Roll back in.
Dude, so about
Marcus,
beer,
what did
music.
You bring?
All right, so Waltham, Massachusetts.
I really thought this was like cloud candy.
Well, it's not
because it looks.
It's Mighty Squirrel, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's Mighty Squirrel Brewing, and like they make a really popular beer called Cloud Candy, which is has a cult following like up in these New England parts. So I actually figured we would try something called Magic Rain by them, which is a New England style IPA, 5.8% alcohol by volume, Waltham, Massachusetts, local to the Mass folk. And
I like getting up in those New England parts, if you know what I mean.
That's right. That's right.
Happiest sound in the world.
All right. Kind of far from the table today, gentlemen.
Also, I'd like to, while we're on the topic of, I'd just like to say double cloud candy, much better than cloud candy.
Really?
Yeah.
This is delicious.
It's smoother and it's stronger.
This is really good.
I'm going to try it.
I'm impressed. That's tasty.
I hate breweries that make good beer. It's got a little bit weird aftertaste.
Yeah, I should have,
Especially after you drink it with Voodoo Ranger Juicy.
Yeah. Those two.
I like how non-invasive
it
is.
It's okay if it makes you feel any better. I just had a slice of cheesecake, and it's just not jiving right. I did not have a slice of cheesecake.
Do you need the potty?
I'm so lost.
It was an attempt at a bad joke. It just didn't land. I just don't have the bad joke.
I'm just sad that you didn't bring cheesecake.
I actually hate cheesecake.
Really?
Yeah, I had something.
My mother does also not enjoy cheesecake.
I had something a couple of weekends ago. It was Japanese-style cheesecake. It was Japanese-style cheesecake with dragon fruit. And my life changed.
Like a sorbet almost?
Yeah, but like it still has like the like a little bit of a cakey texture, but it's like more of like a it's almost like a poke cake gone awesome.
Yeah,
I call it sour cheese pie.
And we weren't going to get, because we went to a ramen place in Worcester. Kichi, I think, or something. I'm so sorry. Kichi? I can't give it a proper plug, but I can tell you.
Wait, is it Kanichi?
No.
Okay. Cause
it's like two words.
Kanichi is my favorite place.
Is it
but that's a sushi place.
Yeah.
This is a ramen place. This is a couple clicks down the street from Palladium.
Speaking of sushi, dude, Yamato has such good sushi.
Yamato's good. I like Yamato. They have no alcohol.
Yeah, it's like the place
Berg
where the B-dubs is, right?
Yeah.
You know what place is also bomb, actually? Is an Athol. That was a gourmet sushi? Sushi gourmet? Asian gourmet.
Asian gourmet.
That place is pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Really? Isn't it like buffet style?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah. Sit down.
It's not?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Fucking
nicest restaurant in Athol.
Easily.
Oh, that's not saying much.
I mean, nice parking lot in theory.
Come check out our parking lot. No meth.
Be from Athol. I'm surprised you didn't know.
But I wanted the meth.
I'm from Orange.
They have like another one. They have another place that's supposed to be really good. Like,
Hell, even the fucking the sushi place in the mall, which like sounds ridiculous, is like actually Indian really good.
Auntie Annie's?
No.
You want a sushi pretzel?
Yes.
All right, I'll reel these boys back in. We're all drinking Mighty Squirrel.
He brought up the cheesecake. It's his fault.
Magic rain.
Sour cheese pie. What makes it cake? What makes it cake?
It's
what?
I guess it's more of a pie, huh?
It is. It's sour cheese pie. Cheesecake. Sour cheese pie.
If you make it right, it's got a
You know what, Dave?
It's just...
You want to know what?
You know, certain things in the world I don't feel like I have to defend.
And the cheesecake, that's your line?
And cheesecake.
Chris Benoit's not one of them.
Cheesecake is going to be one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to have this conversation with you because like there's just nothing to defend.
I'm not arguing that with you, Harry.
If you don't like it, it's fine. You don't have to eat it. I will have all the cheesecake. You don't have to have any cheesecake. I will have all the cheesecake.
I like cheesecake.
My brother loves cheesecake.
But Japanese cheesecake is like a whole nother level. We were
trust.
So full, and I wasn't like we weren't going to get any dessert, but I was like, I'll try this dragon fruit cheesecake. She was in the bathroom. Like, she went to the restroom, and I ordered dessert anyway.
Fuck him.
She comes back. You're just fucking elbows deep in pie.
Just fucking covered in it.
This is my face.
I don't know what happened.
Go?
Give me a minute.
Go away.
I'm almost done. Anyway, this is delicious.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like squirrel.
Weird, right?
Or cloud
cake. How do you know that? So, do you want me to read this can? It says stuff.
Chocolate rain.
Rain brings an enchanting opportunity to dance, jump, sing, to find moments of reflection and peace.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends. But anyway, with all the elements that make rain so magical.
Are you going to say small things?
We set off to brew magic rain. Bright notes of passion fruit, apricot, and peach dominate this juicy 5.8 IPA. Taste the magic. Not to be confused with Taste the Rainbow, because I think that's trademarked.
Yeah, by the Skeetle.
Maybe.
The Skeetle people.
No.
You read that very well, sir.
I'm thinking of Lucky Charms.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Some rainbows and red balloons. How does that get involved?
Yeah.
Whose balloon is that?
Hey, for your folks that are financially stable, this is also not one of those four packs that like kill your wallet.
Yeah, Mighty Squirrel is pretty generous.
I believe
it's generous.
$11.99. Like,
hey,
I think they distribute
that's
enough.
That's wonderful.
To, right, that's fine. That's perfect. That's for a decent four pack of quality pints.
Right around average.
I'd give it a 5. I'm into
ooh,
it.
That's wow. A fisky.
Ooh, a fisky, please. I'm feeling fisky.
I would baptize my thirdborn with this.
You're a little behind, aren't you?
I'm what? Mom, I'm panicking.
I'm getting a little bit on the aftertaste. Like there's like a little bit of a
yeah, it tastes a little like too much like Voodoo Ranger.
Something's kind of something kind of
Dave, you're drinking the Voodoo Ranger.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Ah, well, that's a beer review.
Shut up.
Fuck.
It's going to be a long episode.
And, it's not a, it's not something where it's like preventing me from enjoying it. Like, it's a nice smooth, but, like, there's something lingering on that aftertaste. Like, I don't know if it's, like a weird, gnarly portion of the passion fruit or, it's not overly fruity as far as like a New England IPA goes.
No.
Like,
it's
like we had that one the other day that like it was like super duper in your face, like with the aroma, and then it was like nothing. This is like soft on the aroma, but like a little bit more than nothing. But then it's like kind of like on the way out, and it's like I don't know. It's like there's something about it that's keeping me from giving it like an epic score.
I mean, it's mild.
It is mild. Like, it's not gonna prevent me from drinking.
Yeah, I really didn't think it was spicy at all.
I'm gonna go 4.5.
Agreed.
I'm a 4.5.
Dave, it's a Voodoo Ranger again. Stop it!
It's a fucking Voodoo again.
Dave's like, I actually poured my Voodoo Ranger into my skin.
I'm not the one who lives so far away.
Before he opened it, and then I re.
Maybe he made a wish for the genie that everything he drinks is a Voodoo Ranger.
What I like about it is that it's definitely an IPA, right?
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
But it has that like classic kind of beer flavor in it, with like the kind of IPA flavor and the, like, you know, when you get like the carbonation and the beer flavor just right, you know, it tastes like classic beer mixed with something else. That's what this tastes like. Passion fruit, I wasn't prepared for. It makes sense. At first, I wasn't too surprised for it. I'd drink it again. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'd drink it again.
I quit. No.
I'm leaving.
I'm going to go 5. I'd drink it again. I would probably hammered him down and likely enjoy again and again. But for the record, Double Cloud Candy, if you've never had it, is better than Cloud Candy.
I get nervous about double IPA.
Me too, because they do hit you faster, but mm-hmm. and especially with that one because it's smoother.
Well, sometimes I'm a big vagina.
Well, aren't we all? And wait a minute. What's wrong with vagina?
I'm confused.
It's all fine until you are one.
Why?
I don't know. My bully told me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's yes. the beam
right,
of
another
you.
Bad joke didn't land. I understand. That's fine.
No, I was going to make another bad joke to make it worse.
I will
decided.
Not
I almost
attempt.
Pointed out someone's name. That would have been bad.
I will
I said,
not
You're
attempt.
Not a vagina. I haven't licked you.
I'm so funny at all.
Oh, see?
Actually, kind of doesn't make any sense.
I hate it here.
Now I'm confused.
You know what? You should
Let me look at my reproductive book.
Ooh. Wrong link. Wrong link.
Whoa.
All right, what's happening to us? We're like 30 minutes into this episode and
yes.
we haven't talked about music yet?
No, we're 30 minutes into the beer review, and the last thing we need to talk about is the mystery Muscatool.
go on.
I found it. It's right. It's a screwdriver.
Nice. That's not a whatever.
Sorry. So that's for Mark to shank me with later.
So many fun things in the studio.
You guys want to play a game?
No.
Or do you have things? Because I have a game.
I didn't have things. We just had music. We're bringing back a popular segment
yeah.
today, I think.
Yeah.
We like it.
But I have a game before the music.
Okay.
What was it?
God bless us.
Everyone.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the 1 second song game.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
1 second.
So everyone will be able to hear this, even the people, because I can put it in. Because
slowly.
Okay.
So I will play the first second of a song. And
I am tired of losing games with John
You
Schumacher.
Have to guess what the song is.
Okay? 1 second.
One
Fergie,
second.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
I haven't even played it yet.
Stacey Ferguson.
That's why would name. That be a song on our podcast?
Dude, you know what?
I'm
music
actually
is
curious.
Music.
I'm actually curious why that would be a song on our
there's
podcast.
There's got to be a metal version.
Yeah, but we're actually in a portion of the music industry, like, with this podcast. Like, we're not a globally recognized podcast.
Yet.
If we were, we would have millions of followers, but we don't because we listen to the version of music that nobody likes.
That's not true. This is not a country podcast.
All right, you boys ready?
What are we talking about?
I think it was reproductive organs earlier.
Yeah, that was earlier, yeah. I'm going to play
country
1 second of the song, and you have to guess
okay.
what it is.
I am focused. I will stop making fun
Are
of
you
game.
Ready?
Led Zeppelin.
I haven't played it yet.
We, like, raising our hand, we're just, like, throwing it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, throw it out there.
I need the buzzer. I just throw a screwdriver at Mark.
Ready?
No. Oh.
That's, 2 weeks.
2 weeks by All That Remains, yeah.
Good job. I tried to make these hard, but I also tried to make them not super obvious.
Yeah, because we're dumb.
Because sometimes it's like it says like a word at the beginning. It's like, well, obviously.
I would just like to shout out John Shoemaker right now. We are tied, buddy.
Yeah, take that, Mr. Shoemaker. I'm just kidding. You don't have to take that. Put it down. Put
Actually,
it,
John,
put
John
it down.
For the rest of the game, I would like you to pause before our answer. That way, you're not cheating.
So you're not ahead of us.
Well, no, I don't want you to be cheating, like getting like our answers because like,
also nobody can look at my laptop because it's
I can't see it anyway, bro.
No, I'm looking, and that's definitely Mario.
I'm looking, and all I see is like just it kidding. Looks like the Matrix, but like
bro,
in font one.
Let me just say this: thank you so much for Bomberman, bro.
Yeah, I love Bomberman.
Dude, the like the Super Nintendo.
That one was good.
That was the best
good
one.
Time.
I didn't.
Dude,
I didn't
Final Fantasy Final Fantasy VII Rebirth might make me get a PS5.
Yeah, I think it's like a new one in theory.
I still have
supposedly somebody told me it's like a series of three, but
yeah, it's my bad.
I don't care. Final Fantasy VII is like the greatest game of all time, and I'm not even that much of a gamer. I haven't been a gamer in many, many years, but I actually might now have to get a PS5.
I used to be a gamer, but some guy broke into my house and stole my fishing pole.
No, he didn't. That's the one thing he didn't
oh,
steal.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Fuck.
Never claimed to be a gamer. Honestly. I was a Madden guy, but I'm nowhere on the level of like the Madden people. Like the Madden people are like, I'm actually playing like serious football. Like
I am Patrick Mahomes.
I'm playing like strategy. Like I have like a balanced run pass attack.
Good job, guys. You got the song right.
I would like to just intervene that today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. When you are having emotional distress.
Is it really?
And need to talk to somebody. You can actually phone them.
Do professional sports have you down? Are you yelling at friends?
But let's not go back down.
No. Hey, my friends.
All right, song two.
Song two. 1 second.
I forget the rules. I'm just kidding. Tell me. It's Disturbed. It's
Is it? I don't know Disturbed.
Are you not? Are you insane? Why can't I think of the fucking name of the song? Are you not right? Are you insane?
You're gonna piss him off and just keep.
Were you?
I don't know.
It's not Down with the Sickness.
That's in same album.
Oh, I can't think of the fucking name of the song. This is why I suck at trivia. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now that I've allowed you to beat me.
It has to do with your Triple H, or Triple H talk.
Time to play the game.
This time, are you not right? Are you insane? Are you? What the fuck's the name of the song?
Go ahead. Keep saying it.
The game.
Oh.
I beat John. Let's go.
I'll give it to you, Marcus. I'll give it to you.
Give it to you. This is why I suck at trivia. Like I said, I have said for years. It's like you can be like, what color is the sky on a sunny day? And I'll be like, orange.
All right.
Fight me.
Takes a lot of setup. I'm sorry. Ready?
Oh, that's Drowning Pool. Bodies Hit the Floor.
Incorrect.
Fuck!
That's a tough 1 second.
Yeah, it is a tough 1 second.
I tried to make them all super easy.
Well, I did that.
By the way, like, I'm going, so my wife is with me, and we're, like, going through, she's like, play it, see if I can figure it out. And it'd be like, that would be it. She'd be like, I have no idea.
I can't. Actually, I got nothing on that one.
You want me to play 2 seconds? See if that helps.
Yes. Oh.
It's a Five Frame Death Punch.
The song.
Oh, is it something to do with Standing Alone?
Any one of 20 different songs?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Ew. Well, I got Five Finger Death Punch.
I mean, that could be any Five Finger Death Punch.
That's what I'm saying.
In all fairness.
Any one of 20 songs right now.
I give
now.
You three.
Nope, doesn't help. I still got 20 songs in my head right now.
I'm playing it. I won't play this much of it live, but...
I stand alone.
I still don't know what it is.
Lift me up.
Yeah, I still
lift you know me up above this.
You know what? That was never. I fell off before Lift Me Up.
Do you want to know what my
like, I was big on 500 Death Punch.
Do you want to know what my. So I changed this last minute because originally I was going to do this, which you guys probably would have thought figured it out instantly.
I remember.
That would have been way too easy.
Anyway. Bleeding. Well, we played that for like.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
20 years of our life.
All right.
I still play it now. I actually go home and just play that song.
Only that song.
Basically. We could probably play a hard rock cover set, and like a current audience right now would not actually know what the bleeding is.
Probably not. All right. Next song. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, that's Linkin Park.
That was easy. Song?
Oh, is that Figure Eight?
Incorrect.
No? What is it? It's a... Oh, it's fucking Hit the Floor.
Yep. Good job. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was a Dave lean.
I tried to pick the middle, bro. Like, I did my best.
I know. We have to soften it for
Dave. The middle, like Jimmy Eat World?
Yeah.
It just takes some time.
What makes you think we would talk about Jimmy Eat World on this podcast?
Because you said the middle. That's their only number one song.
Just trying to be funny, bro.
Ready?
Sorry. Oh, come on.
It's Pantera, Cemetery Gate. No, This Love. This Love. This Love. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pantera, This Love.
He's right. He's right.
Jesus Christ.
God, I should have made this harder.
Why?
I have three more.
I am tired of looking stupid. I'm actually really tired of looking
stupid.
Like, every time we play games, it's like, did the host of this podcast actually listen to music, or are they just all... It's like, no!
Bunch of frauds.
We're just degenerates.
All right. Next one. Unfortunately, this could literally be any song in the world, but I'm sorry. Here we go.
Oh, that's Faith No More. No, that's actually Seether. That is Seether. What the fuck is the name of that song? Swear to God, it's Seether.
Is he right?
The band's correct, yeah?
Yeah, it is Seether.
Oh, wow.
It's
good. I actually want you to land this one. I guess
I can hear it. What the fuck is it?
I don't know if I can name five Seether. I'm actually don't mind Seether, but I don't know if I could actually name five Seether songs.
Fuck. Is it
Where's His Weapons, though? It's a good tune.
No, it's
I'm going to give you credit for, like, actually nailing Seether just based off of
just fucking drums?
Yeah, that's
That's Seether!
It is.
Seether!
He's right. He's 100% right.
It's the... I can think of... It's the
Do you want me to give you more time?
What, like
couple more seconds?
Sense.
No, yeah.
Sure. Yes. Rise Above This.
Next one.
What's the score, David? Do you think we're ahead of John right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely ahead of John.
I don't think we are.
The name we don't
say. That's the way. He's one person. If he gets all of them, he beats both of you. So let's be realistic.
And also, there's no one. Hey, listen, John, I'm just going to say it.
The good news is, like, he can actually tell us what the score is because we're not paying attention.
Yeah, but there's nobody over John's shoulder that is verifying that what he's saying is true. How do we know?
We know of.
He reports to us.
Yeah, but there's no.
He's an honorable listener.
He is.
Because if I was him, I'd be like, dude, I got all those right. You guys are retarded.
I don't know.
He's like, I got like 6 out of 10. I don't know if I won. It's like, if you got 6 out of 10, you definitely won.
John wins everything. John's the best. Shout out, John. I'm just, you know, being stupid.
Too stupid to offend.
Too dumb to be offended.
That's it. All right, ready?
It's on the back of my newly created shirt I have.
I thought you were going to say kneecaps.
Too dumb. Offended. The beat didn't fit. All right, ready?
Don't know.
Dun, dun, dun,
Wait,
dun.
Is that Stain?
That's Slipknot.
Okay, song?
Oh, it's going to be so embarrassing. I can't. It's not Duality.
Yeah, I don't know, Dick, about
it's, Slipknot. It's the only motherfucker with a brain. What? Shit. I'm drawing a... I know the fucking song, and I'm drawing a blank on the damn name of it.
I think you said half.
Is it Duality?
No.
No, it's not Duality.
Incorrect. I don't even know the words of that song, except, like, what it's called.
That's Surface, yeah. It's off their first album.
It's off of Iowa.
Oh, it is off of Iowa. Oh, is that People Equal Shit?
Yes, it is.
Proud of you. Pulled it through.
Sam, if I do this again, I gotta pick harder shit because this is all very easy.
That's
well, I mean, yeah, but you also want people to get a couple of them.
Yeah, instead of just like.
Yeah. Right, I'm surprised they got that Linkin Park one. That was insane.
Do 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 do. No, that's the Mexican Fire.
What
was
song off the first album I was thinking of?
It's
weird how you can sing along with the song in your head, but like you're on the wrong album.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's a cool trick, bro.
I get knocked down. Oh, sorry.
I have that album, and that's the only good song in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Were you thinking Surfacing?
No. There was.
That sounded like Brock Lesnar's entrance music right there.
Surfacing was a great song.
Anything else? Anyway, I got one more.
We got some friends that we actually played a show with, Scarecrow Hill. They actually did a cover of Surfacing.
Yes, they did.
And congratulations, boys. Gal got signed to DI Records.
Hell yeah. It's dope. Congratulations.
We appreciate your compliment of Pralium's cover of End of Heartache.
Thank you.
Gave us a little shout out on stage. Pralium and that cover, man. We were there.
Bro,
heard you.
That cover fucking gets.
We're never playing it again. Just FYI.
Oh. All right, last one.
One
ready?
More, if you ask nicely.
Ask nicely.
Please, Daddy.
Shut up.
That's a beer review.
Shut up.
All right, last one. Ready?
Don't know it. Never heard it.
Wait, do it again?
Like Thanksgiving seconds. You know what I mean?
Dun 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 dun.
Boom, boom.
I got this feeling
every day. It's whatever. Godsmack.
Correct. Good job. Good job, everyone. You guys got all of them right.
I had to work myself into that one.
Hell yeah.
I also went up my iTunes because it's the only music that I own.
You know how hard it is for me to remember like a song name because I've listened to so much stuff. It could be like the most popular song on their like catalog, and I'd be like,
I'm also trying to play like between you guys too because I know like Dave doesn't know like Marcus does it and vice versa. So
I'm starting to get to the point where I don't think I know nothing about nothing.
I don't know anything about nothing. Speaking of knowing anything about nothing, we have music that was for us to is now going to be listened to by us.
Yeah, you bring
and
souls,
all of
man.
You.
So Anthony, I will say like live. I know this is getting like a little bit on the lengthy side, though. So we had six brave track souls or six brave souls send us a track for us to unbiasedly give honest review of. So if this gets like lengthy, we can just kind of separate this into another bonus.
Boners?
We can do that if you'd like.
I don't want to do boners. I'm good.
Just say it. Or yep. We can just let it ride and you clowns can sit with us for 2 hours.
Yeah, we're only at 48 minutes.
Hey.
We're not at 48 minutes. We've been here for 3 hours.
According to this, 48 minutes.
Holy hell. Our off-air rants have got to stop, David.
They're never going to
happen. Yeah, and then we played Twister. That was weird.
Hey, well, I had to put my pants back on. It took me a minute.
I've never put my pants back on. It's hot. It's balls in here.
Balls out.
Yeah. What is the temperature of balls?
Do you remember Shirts Off for Tommy? He was a smart man.
Shirts Off for Tommy. Autumn's Funeral was the first episode I ever was a part of.
It
was.
Weren't you?
He was. That was the first one. He wasn't even on the podcast. He just
was
a guest.
I showed up. Mark didn't even know who I was. I just walked into his house.
Yeah, there's a bunch. That happens all the time. Random fucking dudes. Damn you, Mrs. Goth here.
Wow.
I'd just like to say I was there for business. Wait, end the podcast. Hang
Why
on.
Is he punching in? You got like a time card.
Missing a check for $98, by the way, ma'am.
And my fishing pole.
I don't fish.
I knew it.
More like a 7-iron. What the fuck's my 7-iron? You guys are getting weird.
I can't golf.
I only have 1-iron.
I appreciate the fact, though, you came for Shirts Off for Tommy, and you're like, this is a podcast I want to be a part of.
Yeah,
everyone was like half naked. And
I actually, I had to get
I don't
my
remember shaving my back
airport.
For that episode.
I had to get my dad from the airport. That's
right.
So I left
that's
early.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering why Ed Sheeran was in your basement.
Nothing. This shirt looks sharp on TV.
Good job.
Probably because it's white.
White racist.
Can you black with a green print?
Black with a green print?
Yeah. Like a bright green print? White and black just gets overdone, I think. Or like a gray. Like I want like
a
gray print. You don't want it like a
that he made.
Well, this is us, man.
Correct.
So why isn't it green?
I had white T-shirts in my basement.
Understandable. Tommy, leave it.
These are
Well, the little Korean boys can only use the white fucking.
So our shirt maker at the time, these are white shirts that didn't turn into Pralium shirts. They've just been hanging out in a bag in my basement. So
that was Pralium.
Well, their lyricist at Autumn's Funeral was, he was very political. Remember that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he even said it.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, that's what he said about his lyrics. And then Rory. Rory was super talented, man.
Rory was cool. He was good shit.
No offense to Autumn's Funeral, I don't remember your drummer at all.
Daniel?
He was one of the top two characters in like the whole thing, man. Like he was like this big, tall, goofy guy.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, but well,
he
I
used
remember,
to be in
remember,
that other band.
I was just fixated on the guitar.
I saw him.
Like
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
That's right. I think you brought that up.
When I was mailing tickets out to a an event, he's like, "I remember you." I'm like,
"I remember you."
I get that a lot.
Know you, buddy.
Hey.
And then there, it occurred to me who he was, and I was like, yeah, "No, it's good. It's good to see he's doing well. That's all I care about. Doing well."
R.I.P. Autumn's Funeral.
Yeah, they're
that was a great
they're
band.
Done.
Great band.
They were fun.
They played one of my shows, I think.
Yes,
they were.
And they probably quit right after.
Bringing that back. It's a fucking bathrobe, man.
Fuck
actually, yeah, that was the show that we had Frenemy and somebody else cool. That wasn't the one that we brought Face, right? It wasn't Autumn's Funeral.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Face
I can't
Honda?
Answer that correctly.
Oh, Face Toyota.
Like Face of New York.
Oh.
They were good. We had them on the podcast.
Fun.
Anyway, let's listen to some music.
All right, so we are bringing back a popular segment. We are going to do our live reaction reviews again. So Six Brave Souls actually sent us some tracks, and we are going to play them. We are going to talk over them. We're going to make fun of you or oogle you audibly.
Yes.
And tell you exactly what we think. Now, in the I think the last episode we have scrapped the Smash Banana rating for these. We are just going to give you some honest feedback
and
tell you what we think about it. Dave, you weren't here for the last time, so I'm excited that you're here for this one.
Get your P's and Q's in your sack of P's and Q's.
Not going to lie to you guys. Tough act to follow last time.
Yeah, was some good stuff. Although one of the bands that... So when I download this, like the song, onto my computer, it automatically plays it. And it was really loud, and it scared the shit out of me. But one of them, off the top, sounded really cool, and I'm excited for it.
I'm actually looking forward to a couple of them. So, yeah. Anthony, I don't have the list in front of me. Do you have the names and everything, or do I have?
So all your files you sent over actually have the names and these songs.
I appreciate.
I just hope they're in the correct order.
I didn't send them in any...
I mean, like, the ones that are labeled. So, like, if you have this one, if the first one is the band name and the second one is the song, I hope it's correct, because that's what I'm going to go off.
Because
I know one of the bands, so...
I got you. I'll pull up the message here, and I can probably help out with that one. That's why I have this big fancy
I just don't want to goof up anybody in their goofiness.
We're going to completely butcher your name and probably what you call your song and everything else, but, like, just know that we mean well. But... If you guys actually hear this music, we are going to link everybody, like, just check out those show links and everything like that, and, like, make sure you go follow these guys after we talk smack about them. But we had fun the last time we did this, so we decided...
I have this first one ready to go.
Go ahead and do it again, and we are listening to who first?
This is going to be Balsam Grove. The song is Sleep Paralysis.
Okay.
Here we go. Groovy.
Anthony, I'm sorry. What was this song called again?
This song is called Sleep Paralysis.
Oh, wow. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect that, like, based off the instrumental.
The guitar work is just spot on. It is going.
It's like math metal-y, but yeah. Like still, like, I'm like just here to party, yes. Like some 41.
Progressive. Big chorus, baby. Big chorus. Huge chorus.
Evan's Blue. reminds me of Evan's Blue.
Okay.
What an interesting track. This is off a debut album for these boys. Uh-oh.
Okay, all right.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
A little more. We can talk about it.
That's that double bass.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that little transition
that
right
cool.
there. Like,
that was cool.
I enjoy that. I don't think Dave likes it. He's just on his phone the whole time. It's like I'm checking on my kids.
I want that chorus back.
Actually, love the layering of the guitars. Like,
yeah,
with the,
cool.
Yeah, I like stuff like this too. I actually don't mind if you don't like just rip out like this incredible solo. Like, just give me like something like that was a great track.
That was fun. That was a good time. A little bit, yeah. I got the high pitchiness. Yeah,
oh,
totally.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Nice tag there. But, like, good flow, well produced. So.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I mean,
I did not expect that to go there. Like with the intro, like with the guitar work, it's like, okay, this is gonna be like some kind of like weird like little math metal action.
No,
and
no,
then, like it was just like kind of like smoothed out, like
kind of Incubus-y a little bit in certain parts. Like, I.
Oh,
yeah, I'm into it.
Shit, man, we got some talented fans.
Mm-hmm.
Or talented people that
talented people
our,
that read our comment
are tagged to our dude. Nice. Can we get some accolades again? What are these guys called?
The band in question here is
Burlap.
Called Balsam.
Balsam Grove,
and Sleep Paralysis was the song,
which is off of their debut album, You're Safe Here, which is I'm looking at it on Bandcamp. Holy nice! All right,
hell yeah.
Next up on my list here, I have.
I like that more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
The band, I assume, is called Drunk Off Diesel.
Oh.
And the song is called Bar Brawl.
That's very bad.
As
if
you
I
said,
am not
Bar
mistaken,
Brawl.
There was a festival. Not last year, but the year before. That was trying to get us on. That we didn't get on, but I think this band got on it.
Let's check it out.
That's my only story. I'm sorry. It wasn't that cool.
Here we go.
Get some.
Vocals sound familiar.
Best damn party band in the Northeast.
Pantera-y a little bit, some Pantera vibes.
Don't let your tongue get your teeth knocked out tonight. Don't let your tongue. Don't let your tongue. Don't let your tongue. I can't tell where they're from based off their Facebook, but I'm going to say somewhere between Plattsburgh and New York.
Okay. It's got like a yeah, Pantera vibe, I guess.
How about Plattsburgh, New York?
Or it doesn't. I like to break this, like, the kind of breakdown part. It's fun. I'm about to set this record straight.
My platform's your broken face. I need to hear more drum in the mix.
Yeah, it's a little mellow. I mean, it feels very, like, demo-y. Don't let your tongue get your
teeth knocked out tonight. Don't let your tongue. Definitely a little Pantera, actually, man.
Totally. Okay, I like that I brought it back. That's fun.
Oh, it's just straightforward, man. Like, we're here to party. Like, we're just going to be, like, cool and heavy and... Your dog. Let's say Dave's already singing along. Or he's adding his own words. Goddamn.
Yeah. I know Cops starts at 5.
That doesn't sound like an episode of Cops.
Not the one I remember.
The next episode of Cops gonna be your dick. Down in the dirt, bypassed you once, now I'll make you stop. Well, Lord, our reason to do square bedrooms far too fucking long. Knife over your disrespect. Keep acting like you're never wrong. I wonder if we're trying to incite a mosh pit with this song. I wonder.
Yes. Yeah, so motherfucker.
Is that Brian?
Yeah, that was at the end.
We got some, like, chimes. And, like, somebody bring it.
But that or their phone died. Neither one.
Like somebody started a PlayStation.
That was fun. That was...
Hey, listen, they market themselves as the number one party band. Like, I can get behind that, dudes. Like, they're just here to party, man. We're just gonna, like, that's probably sick live.
Yeah, but that's fun. Good time.
Because, to be fair, if I was gonna critique anything, a few mix issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's missing a little bit on the low end of things. You don't have that thumpy thump that you normally get from, like, I mean, like, the guitars, you kind of get that, but, like, I think the drums are gonna be a little more.
Let me help you guys out.
Thank you, Marcus.
Diarrhea.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, again? I didn't mean that with the band. I just said that out loud. For no
it's
reason.
Fine. All opinions, any opinions, and inside opinions. Keep them to yourself.
Don't let your tongue.
Got it.
Put your dick in the dirt tonight.
I just looked over at the their cover photo, and like all I saw is slob drop.
I've never heard a band say that. Your dick's going to be in the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm going to, like, basically, like...
He's only going to murder his penis.
Oh, no. Trust me. Dick in the dirt, that's a military... That often.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it's how you go prone for shooting on the range. You got to shoot. You got to qualify with 20 rounds. Like, hey, put your fucking dicks in the dirt already. So, like, gotcha. That's the only time I've ever heard it in my life.
Maybe that's what it's... Maybe. But then again, he said Cops. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Next up.
Still fun.
We have one called Iron Deceiver. The song is Living the Fire.
This better be power metal or I'm riding.
It sounds 100% power
this
metal.
This is not power.
Iron Deceiver.
That's it. So like,
I am anemic.
My iron is low.
You think I have iron, but I don't.
So tired.
Aren't you all glad that you submitted your music to us?
Yeah,
we're
so
a
sorry.
Bunch of whole asses. I already have
come
power
on.
Metal vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
There. Yes! Yes!
I So I think the band is called Living the Fire.
Oh. That's why I can't find them.
Well, he said, I am the Iron Deceiver. Iron Deceiver, I think, is the song name.
I just want to pull in my inner Jack Black and be like, yeah! School of Rock, baby.
Well, that isn't Iron Maiden, I don't know what is.
It's like Iron Maiden meets Avenged Sevenfold.
You see, it's only confusing because they put Living the Fire in, like...
Yeah, that's why I did it backwards. Solo.
Oh, dude, look at the fucking...
That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Buddy.
.9 thousand views, but only 55 subscribers. What's bad with you people? It's like...
A little breakdown here. There, I like it.
You guys might think I'm making fun of this, but like, this is actually like, I'm just like,
I mean, you're a big Iron Maiden fan to begin with, so this is like right
up your
alley.
I do love the Maiden. I do love the Maiden, but I'll tell you what, power metal can go one of two ways. It can be really stupid, or it can just be like, ugh! And like right now I'm getting the
rock hard, baby.
I don't know how we're so blessed, but
we have really cool fans.
Talented people that like want to like actually like network with us, which I appreciate. All right, where are these guys from? I gotta find them.
Oh, slowing down.
Yeah, baby. See, the problem is we just ran out of steam, y'all.
I was going to say, speed it back up now.
Living the Fire are Clemens on vocals, Sebastian on guitar, Martin on bass, Phil on drums, and they don't tell me where you're from, you freaking private bitches. Just kidding. Oh, sorry. Living the Fire is a German.
Ah, German.
Heavy metal band.
Ah, danke.
Germain.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch. I'm hoping to go out there.
Sprechen Sie Dick.
Hey,
oh my God.
Step Brothers reference.
Language.
Hey, Derek, you know what helps a hurt shoulder? If you lick my butthole.
Dude, I love Europeans, man.
Yeah.
I want to go to a European metal concert.
Dude, their shit's wild out there. Like, their, like, arenas are insane.
Like, somewhere between Sweden and anywhere.
Well, yeah, they're all footballers by day.
That's true.
I'm not fucking playing soccer.
Me neither.
No, that was fun.
Twas fun.
No, I'm not kidding. Like power metal has like two levels. It's like where it gets like stupid and then it's like awesome and like Jack Black in like the School of Rock is like basically where it's at, cuz it's like you get the he's like that's power metal.
Yep.
Right there. This is fun, man. I love doing these. We should just do this from now on.
The show should just be this.
Yeah, like people send us music, and like we'll
review it.
We'll just look at it.
Right, you're basically getting like that. Like, listen, live. Yeah, I've never heard that song before.
We got to get a block of like lead or something that we can lift up every episode. So even if they send us different genres, we're still lifting heavy metal. Wow.
Did you think of that yourself?
I did.
I should give
I'm
you.
I'm curious
a sticker.
Why we would get anything other than heavy metal being like.
I don't
a
know. We have some weird fans.
It does say and more.
Yeah, it does say and more.
Yeah.
All right. It's right up there with Faith No More.
Speaking of and more, our next one
and more
is called, I'm going to assume if reading this in the same correct way here, Monstrous Milwaukee.
And oh, this is it.
And the song is called Pulled Pork.
Ooh. No, I think it's Monstrous, and it's Milwaukee Pulled Pork.
Oh. Well, yes. They need to get their
I was looking forward to this one. Where is it? It's right here.
Monstrous Milwaukee Pulled Pork.
Pulled pork on an onion roll. Come on. I hope it's smoky. Those bees sound pissed.
Monstrous!
Yeah.
It's not part of the song, though. It's us.
No, that was him. I like that already. I get Damir Borgir. Is that the name of the band? Vibes?
Give me you Borgir.
Yeah.
Give me you Borger.
Yeah, whatever it is. That's
give
what I get.
My burger. I was looking around for a second. I was like, who's talking?
Hello?
Ooh. I got a lyric video over here.
It's got squealies. I like squealies.
I'm actually reading the lyrics. It actually has a really powerful meaning.
I like the kick drum. That's a powerful kick drum.
Yeah, I can't understand any of these words.
Yes.
Dude, they're playing a show in Gardner.
That's fun. So they're real local.
At the Eagles?
Yeah, like North Star Booking. Got these guys.
Oh, shit.
Boston.
Yeah, brother.
Back in 2022.
A little bit of Buck Cherry vibes right there.
A little bit ethno.
All right.
EP just came out February 9th.
Okay. Is this song on there? Of the guitar in the back.
As far as I can tell, just a single.
Okay.
At least according to Spotify.
That's fun.
Definitely sounds different. Like, I'm not actually sure what's happening.
What's going on? I like his lows. Like, here, like, the vocals here, I like.
I said Boston. They're from Rhode Island. says right there. Dino core and grind core.
I got the lows now. Bendy's. Ah, bone.
All right, okay. Nifty trap. Kept you basically on your toes. Like, there's a lot going on, like, a lot of different, like, transitions, like, really cool, very heavy. If I was going to be very, like, critical, you would much for me on that one. Like,
no,
it's got weird. Like, I don't want to say out of place, but just didn't, I don't know. I don't feel like the cleans landed with that song.
Like I said, I brought up that I enjoy like his like the heavier like the growls and whatnot. My only thing like the song's good. My only thing with it is I just feel like the structure was just kind of it was just like one long. Like I couldn't find where your transitions were, unless it was to the cleaner vocals and whatnot.
Okay.
Instrumentally, yeah. I just felt it was just constant.
I gotcha.
But, I mean, being grindcore, that's more or less what you get.
Dave.
Yeah, I, as I said, I could not understand lyrics at all, so I don't know what happened.
Well, you said to the bone at the end, so.
Yeah, I heard that, to the bone, so I'm with it. All about the bone, all about boning.
I'm a bone, certified boner, got it.
My name is Gambone, I'm all about it.
Even more so.
To be fair, if you're gonna do like a deathcore or grindcore, Dave's probably not your guy. So
yeah,
like,
for sure. So I'm not the one to ask.
But this is why this is fun to do because you have all kinds of spectrum.
Correct.
So.
Totally.
If you make any song similar to Fergie, I'm there.
Yeah, no.
Totally.
As long as it's not Armageddon.
I'm so curious
why
we would play Fergie.
I'll be fangirling front row. Bro, I don't know.
My lumps. That's Fergie, right?
My humps.
God, I'll never get that right.
I'm so disappointed that you know that.
I'm very proud of me that I know that.
We're the only ones that have computers in front of us.
I know.
So you're not even Googling.
No, I don't. Dude, I didn't Google shit. I don't ever Google shit. That's a steel trap up here.
Lucky.
A really drunk
mine's,
steel
mine's
trap.
Like a, mine's like a rusted fucking box of open. Shit
a
falls out of it all the
time. Box of open.
Yeah.
So as much as we made fun of it, still a fun track. Like,
yeah, really.
It was fun.
The Milwaukee, what was it?
Milwaukee pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
And look, I couldn't understand the lyrics, so the song very, very well could have been about that.
So if you actually watch the lyric video, it's actually a lot of meaning there, very deep.
He really likes those sandwiches.
I like myself some pulled pork.
Bro, pulled pork sandwiches.
So if you get seriously in the metal, can you really hear what they're saying?
Wait, do you expect me to get serious about anything?
That's true. It's not his vibe.
Well, that's your first mistake.
That's the beer review.
Dave, do you know our lyrics when we play?
Yes.
Can you hear them?
Bro, yeah. I don't even know our lyrics. I'm in the band.
How dare you?
Well, that's fair, because like, we had practice like last week like in this room, and like Chris is like, oh, I didn't even hear what you say. I'm like, okay, why am I? All right, you don't need me. I don't have to be here. That's cool.
I don't know what's going on.
You guys just write songs, and I'll just show up.
Next up, we have Friends of Ours.
What?
No.
Who?
No.
I don't know.
Seath.
Oh, Seath. Our boy Pat.
Now, I wasn't on that episode, unfortunately.
Seath from Pa?
Yes.
Hey, Pa.
No, no. Seath is in the Dark Souls boss.
Seath.
Yeah, but
Seath.
They're from Pa, aren't they?
He's from PA, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, they're up next.
He's a...
yeah, they're a
two-piece. He's a very loyal supporter of ours.
He goes for the
I talk back and forth every so often. We check on each other, make sure our kids are doing good.
He likes the Jonathan Davis.
I lie, of course.
I lie.
Again, I was not there for that episode.
You weren't?
I was not there for that episode.
Did you listen to it?
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
Because it was, what's his other project? It wasn't, it wasn't Seed necessarily.
No,
it was Nine Something.
Yeah, Nine Stitch Method.
Thank
Boom.
You. I wanted to say Nine Stitch Method, but
I have the
it was
sticker
wrong.
That you guys gave me. But I was not there for that episode.
That said, you
Patrick
said.
And Rooster, man.
Rooster, the cock.
Is that a BBC or is that a?
All right, so we're not going completely blind. We've actually heard these guys, but you know what? I'll tell you what. I track Patrick.
I've been wondering about them, honestly.
He's still out there.
They're fairly active on social media. I see.
Pat is doing some great things out there, man. And Pat, I'm sorry, I don't know all the details, or I can't give you the proper plugs, and I'm not looking at my computer right now, therefore I can't just like go. But went from kind of like one record label project, I think he actually like joined up like with another, doing great things for like up and coming artists. Like he is a massive like kind of like a like an influencer kind of a thing, and I know he puts a lot of heart and soul in his tunes. So with that being said, we are still gonna go into this with an unbiased it's like, Pat, if I don't like the song, I'm gonna tell you, this one kind of blue. But I like your chances.
I mean, this is red, according to the thing. Hey. All right, so the song in tow here is, obviously, See, this is a band. And Plunder is the song.
See?
Can't hear it.
Because I'm not playing it yet. Here we go!
Influences.
Come on. That's cool.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I like the Pat production on that.
Pat Brother, have you grown up? Ah, what's happening?
We're playing some fucking Harvest Moon here.
There's no way Pat's going clean. This is coming back hard.
That's so clean.
I hate everybody.
And this is a Nine Inch Nails vibe.
A little bit, yeah.
Not gonna lie, I feel like we're like I said, all the stuff that I've heard from Pat Seeds, I think we're growing up a little bit here, man. Like the production is spot on. Like this is,
yeah, production's great.
This is nifty.
Yeah, definitely 9-inch vibes.
Upcoming EP, Good Morning Wrath.
I get the corn vibes too. Totally corn vibes. Sure. All day.
It's kind of corn meets like skillet. You know what I mean? Like kind of like with the keyboard electronic stuff.
Yeah. All right. Changing up the vibe a little bit there. Rhythm's a little bumped up.
I enjoy like the atmospheric element of it, you have like that electronica like kind of like feel to it, and
it's even got a little like, you know, my own summer vibes a little bit. Like the vocals, I feel. Deftones. Because it's got that mellow.
Chino.
It's got that.
Chino.
Yeah, because it's got that mellow, like, back, but it's got the like, the so growls. Like, and
Chino, Jonathan Davis, Trent Reznor, all got together and tri-fucked.
Wow.
It's like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Step Brothers reference.
And episode reference. Tie it all together.
Circle.
I like this part.
Solid track start to finish. I like the progressions. I actually like the little breaks.
That was great.
This is completely unbiased.
Definitely,
it's
like,
not because I know the guy.
Definitely kinda. Like that 2000 kind of, I guess, you know, corny vibe, I guess.
I'll say this about you.
I like a better term.
One word.
Slightly industrial, a little bit.
Underrated.
Underrated.
Seed's very underrated.
Oh.
Now, was this two guys? Am I correct?
So I think Seed. I think when he actually performs, I think he actually just backtracks. It's
just
him.
One piece? I think.
No shit.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, that takes a lot of balls, man.
So it's just like two guys, one mic?
So when hosts aren't listening.
Oh.
I think when Seed actually performs, I think everything
one
is
cup, whatever, it's fine.
That
man's grill's on fire.
Yeah, he's having a bad day. But no, I believe Seed is just like when he performs live, it's just like him like up there with like the backtrack.
Like Benny Beatstick.
And I'm just saying, like that takes like you have to have like brass like a brass set to like just get up there.
It's like being a fucking comedian. Because you're by yourself. You don't have any help.
There's no one to save you.
Yep.
You fuck up, it's all you.
It's all eyes on you,
everybody,
baby.
Makes fun of you.
We watched we saw one of the fest we had at Snowbound Club, where it was all like the cover, the tribute bands, remember? And they had a Nine Inch Nails guy.
Yes.
It's called like Mr. Incredible, something like that, but he did everything himself.
Yes, and everything. It was backtracked.
Yeah, but it was all, I mean, he did.
It was Nine Inch Nails, but it was just him.
Yeah, but he'd like do the loop pedal and go over to the keyboard while singing. You know what I mean? Like, it was cool. Like, it was very well done.
It was cool, because like he had the guitar, yeah. Like he had his keyboard, like the loops, the back. Mm-hmm. It's shit like that's cool. Like, it's a lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
It's like Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran does his loop pedals.
He does. He does a lot of that shit himself.
It's like the thing now, man. It's like these bands. Like, why try to get along with five people and I can just meet myself and I?
A lot of people
get
do
along
that.
With five fingers. Death Punch.
I can't believe
it happens when you're married.
I can't believe we've gotten along this long.
I know.
Yeah,
we thought I'd be murdered by now.
We
do a podcast like every other week.
Yeah.
We haven't figured out a reason to fight yet.
Well,
especially this guy. I'm surprised he likes me still.
Well, I hate everyone equally.
I think I've only ever seen Anthony Mad, like, honestly, like, twice the entire time.
Yeah, takes a lot.
Yeah, you control the Hulk?
He's probably seen it more than you have.
Yeah, but once once on an episode, and that was scary. Where he's like, guys, like, oh, shit, Anthony's mad? Like, we are fucking up. We are fucking up.
Is that the day we paused?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was like, look, assholes.
Guys. Oh, fuck. He's barking.
Arf, arf.
We already lost one host. We can't afford to lose any more.
I'll leave all the bands. All six of them.
He's going to hijack them all.
Both of you motherfuckers need me.
God.
Pretty much.
Who's going to cook all your stuff now, David?
It's funny because it's
my
true.
Wife.
Fair, I guess.
First golf tournament, she made empanadas.
Oh, I do like empanadas. Hey. I can make empanadas.
Anthony, I'm not sure if we told you yet. We appreciate you.
Yeah. I have a belly button.
And.
So, yeah, that song was fun off of me.
I feel like this is like ultimate jinx. Like, there's going to be a reason we're going to be fighting next week. And, like, it's going to be like over something stupid like pizza.
You should have a cool nickname like Uncle Ant.
I hate that.
I hate that.
Or we could be fighting about Anthony's nickname.
Oh.
It's like, why can't we just call him Anthony? That's his fucking name.
Because he
David,
never,
Jesus Christ.
That is not my middle name. I told you. It's
my
Paul.
Wife calls me Felicia.
Ooh, did she say bye a lot?
Sometimes. But I'll just say, Felicia! Like, what? And then my daughter, she's called Chalupa.
How many songs we got left?
Two. One. We have one more.
Oh, we got one more.
It's called. So it says 10%. I don't know if.
I think our good friend Jacob actually recommended
Jacob.
It to us.
Jacob.
Jacob Hiccup.
Hiccup. Hiccup Anonymous.
What?
Jacob.
Why does he get all the easy ones?
Like the Jay Hawkins.
The.
Is this his band?
No.
Can but it be think, his band?
I think he was like, "Hey George, tag that sweet track, bro." And George is like, "Thanks, man."
So this just says 10%. Do we have a
Jake Hawkins of the Beard and Beef
so
podcast?
So I have, yes,
Jake Hawkins of the Minus 22 Foundation.
So I have George the I'm sorry, George
DePietro.
DePietro.
Pietro.
And
Jorge DePietro.
This song is 10%.
I like the Zelda Hearts. That's fun. All right.
Didn't even pick up on that until you said it. It's gonna be the weirdest.
And here comes the last one.
I'm gonna get pulled over on my way home with my pants off.
That's not how I expected that to start.
Not at all. I dig it.
I feel like I'm picking my character in Wii Sports.
Kind of sounds like
Wii Sports.
Heard this song before.
It reminds me of
fucking Pilot Wings for the NES, Super Nintendo.
I'm gonna listen more until I say anything else.
I get to see like rainbows and like Mario Brothers and Yoshi's like just like flying in the background.
This is like
throwing turtles at people.
I mean, his vocals are fine. Okay. There it is. All right. I'm in. I'm back in.
Bear with you.
It's like a serious. Oh my god.
Dave's like, say it.
I can't. Like a serious psycho stick.
Okay.
Right? Like, his vocals are very...
I was thinking like a metal band that went to Eurovision.
Okay. I'm in.
I want to give this like more of a reaction, but I'm like consuming right now. I'm like,
this feels like Octane Core a little bit.
Like, Octane Core.
Octane. That's a thing. Every
like
band,
serious Octane.
Yes. Like they have their own fucking genre metal now.
That.
Right. Like this is that kind of heavy music and clean vocals. Octane Core.
I was watching a YouTube video over here and I just realized I never hit play. So I was
yeah,
like,
no,
wow.
It's been the
we
same.
We still have another 3 minutes and 49 seconds. So I was like, that might be too
long.
Long apparently, it's only 3 minutes and 49 seconds. Okay, that was unexpected, but interesting. Dave?
It's similar to, there's a band that I brought him up. Actually, they're one of our Pecky Awards. Boy Watt does a lot of the, I don't want to say AI generated, but he makes music himself. Like, it's all like processed and whatnot, and that's what this reminds me of a lot. It's not that it's bad. I feel like the 10% part, I just feel like it's stretched a little bit, because he says the 10%, but once the like instrumental quote unquote came in, like I'm fine with it.
Dave's been adjusting this take right.
As
here,
long as it's
so
been squeegee, there's multiple minutes.
Dave,
the instrumental is pretty good.
Yeah.
At first, I had questions.
Well, like exactly, like later, I was like, right? All right, like I don't know what's going on here.
And
back streets back.
Literally, so that's, swear to God, I'm glad you said that, because my first instinct, I swear to God, my first instinct was NSYNC.
Okay.
It was like,
I mean, it had that
vibe,
right?
It did. It was like boy bandy kind of intro. Yeah. I was like, what? And then the, like,
that's what I said when, like, the instrumentals came in, it kind of brought me back. I was like, okay, like, I'm.
Yeah, but one thing, like, I always, every time I listen to a song, and, like, I always do this, I always listen for, like, the layered vocals, because sure. I want to know how it's going to sound live.
Sure.
Right?
I don't think this is a live thing. No. Think this is one person. I mean, obviously, the guy's name. Like, I understand
right.
it.
And all talent, like, look, talented, wrote a song, sounds great, awesome. It sounds too wordy. It sounds
words.
Too wordy in a lot of the parts that just it.
It needs room to breathe,
right? And there isn't, so it's like I just I don't I hate being negative, and I don't want to be negative about it, because there's a lot of talent here in this band. There's a lot of talent in what they put out there. I definitely got NSYNC vibes at first, and then turned into metal. That was pretty cool. The instrumental was great. I felt like the lyrics kind of detracted a little bit because of the wordiness and the overlapping, right? The overlapping of the, like, it's one thing to, like, loop vocals or something, like, in the backtrack, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you loop, like, the chorus, it's already been sung, like, you know, that's kind of production value, got it, cool. But when it's, when I know you can't breathe between those takes, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a stretch, you know, and it just, that's what stood out to me. Aside from that, I mean, shit, if I was going to rate it out of 10, I'd give it an 8, you know what I mean? It was a pretty good song. I dig it, you know.
Totally.
I'd like to listen to it again. I don't know about the, like, I get it, it's 10%. It did seem a little repetitive, but it's a good song. Mark?
Marcus?
I think you guys did very well.
Wait, like us or the
yeah, what
the
about
song?
The song, though? You know, putting us on the spot and whatnot.
How was I putting you on the spot?
Dave?
Yeah, that's literally... That's a good indicator of putting
you
on the spot.
You were formulating, though. Like, I said, you were like...
That's...
like,
that's just his Tourette's. Leave him alone.
You know that movie where you're like, your whole body just turns into like an amoeba? That's like what, that was like your brain.
Inside?
You're acting like I was like Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger pulling the transmitter out of his
no,
nose.
No, actually, to your point though, like I would actually need like probably another listener or two
yeah.
on that one, because like I was
oh, the State
like,
Farm guy.
I was taken aback.
Right, I was shocked.
Like a little bit. Like it's like okay, like the intro actually sounded like something else to me, but like I can't peg that because like I mean we just went through the 1 second song
blue,
challenge.
I'm a D, I'm a da. That's
you're,
what it's like.
You're into pegging?
Oh my God! What?
Right.
You remember that song?
Of course I do.
Dude, that
Blue,
song,
baby.
Yeah, that song is played at every gas station I've been at this week, which is really weird because I hadn't heard that song in
They must be
years.
Fucking quadrillionaires at this point.
Well, then
no,
that other
not.
Person made like a song with the same thing. What's like the exact same
yeah, he's like,
sample
I'm purple.
Back.
I'm purple. And da-boo-dee-da-ba-n-die.
I mix my blue with red in every song.
That song sucks. Fuck
Here
that.
Comes purple. Tell me that I'm wrong.
What I'll say
dude,
this,
I'll fucking make it.
So about this song, though, I feel like the shock factor is notable because at first you don't, like, if you, it doesn't matter what fan of music you are. I feel like this intro to this song could pull in all kinds of people because you don't know what the fuck sure. is coming next.
It's very clean.
Right. I
it's
was not I was
very
not
clean.
Expecting what came in, but it kept me hooked.
Yep.
So kept my attention. You got to give credit where it's due. Like I said, instrumentally, the song is like it's beautiful. It sounds.
I do it.
The production is very well done.
I do enjoy the element of like any genre of song like that. Once you add like a little bit of a metal element, it's like yeah, get some distortion in there, guys. And guess what? We all go like.
I liked it though. I just, without having any the intro.
The song's making you think.
Because of the length back. Of the intro. I do. I want to listen to it again because the length of the intro is like, I want to know why am I getting NSYNC vibes? You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't know what it is.
You're going to listen to it later. It's going to be
I'm just going to play it in the back.
Are you going to play it for us?
It's just for us in the back.
But
so
I also.
Cook.
It still sounds like something. There's a song that
yeah,
just.
Yeah, I was going to say that initially. I had Linkin Park Lost Track vibes.
A little bit.
Right?
See, so.
No, it starts like a Disney song, essentially.
Well, that's why I said Eurovision.
Because you have, like, the vocals.
Have you ever seen the movie
like,
Eurovision
singing?
With, like, Oh, my God, I'm so bad at things on the spot. The fucking main character of Eurovision.
Tom Cruise.
The Step Brothers.
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, thank you. Because it's like power music, like yeah. Keyboard focus, strange like.
Boats and Hoes.
Not that. See, they play right in with all right, not for nothing. I'll give you some credit. We have talked longer about this song than we have like any of the previous five.
Yeah, but I feel like that's credit, right? You got to give credit where it's due
totally.
Because
makes you think.
I think that's what it is. So,
we're in trance.
Okay, that's what it is. I found what I have issue with. Giving me 10%. He doesn't need to say me, right?
Just giving
10%.
That's why I pointed out like the giving me 10%. I think it's too wordy.
Exactly.
You got to
right.
Simplify it a little bit.
Right.
All
right. And not, but. I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe I'm an idiot. I don't. He has range. He's using his diaphragm, which yep. I appreciate. He has He's definitely taken vocal lessons. The arpeggiations. Yeah.
All right.
I can appreciate it. I can appreciate the talent there. I honestly think
he appreciates you.
I think it's a little bit too wordy, and it's not because think about it. What would you expect when you're giving 10%?
Yes, you don't need the me.
Right. Yep. Without the me, it sounds like it's a little bit
yep.
like.
No, I agree.
Like you're giving 10%. Like that. I just feel like the me, and I get it, but it just seems like
yeah.
it kind of.
Yeah, it's just an extra value. Yeah. You don't need.
Yeah.
Well, six brave souls.
In the heart of me, like, in the breakdown, like, you got to throw in some screams, man. Come on. Because the build-up. Judd Marshall!
To fill it out, yeah.
You know right. what I mean? Send it.
Exactly.
Fucking.
He's got it. I mean, I was getting Boy What vibes. I know it's the Plankton thing, but, like.
But I do dig that song, and I don't mean to
but
dig
like,
on it.
But, like, tell me. It's got that similar, like, voice.
Okay.
Definitely a different tone, but I can see the...
That's what I love about this process, though. Like, we can rip you apart, but it's like, dude, we respect the hell out of it, though. Like, that was,
no.
like, that was...
Yeah, that. That's more...
Same band.
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying that song... This...
But this is bad radio because nobody else can hear it, though.
No, but that's fine.
But it's okay. Like, even here, how he carries,
yep.
you know what I mean? Like,
because he goes over to the, like, the growly, like, the,
yeah.
like, it's weird.
But, like, the.
Died!
The thing about, like, the hook of a song, if you can carry it, if you can send it, like, and if you can use your diaphragm to send the hook of the song out, like, I just feel like the wordiness is going to make you breathe too much.
Right.
So if you can take those breaths and send them,
yep.
it's going to. But what do I know?
Overall, I mean,
I still really like the song. I'm not. I don't. It's. I don't even like saying critique. It's just like I don't know. I guess it's because like okay, that song has so much potential. Like I really enjoy it. The like I said, the instrumentality of it, the lyric like the lyricism of it. You can clearly hear it's clean. You know,
yep.
I think because it has so much potential, it's like oh, like I just wish they. didn't have so many words. That's all. That's the only. But even then, like, oh, a song with too many. Like, how can you? It's someone's art, man.
Oh yeah,
like,
absolutely.
We do appreciate the fact, though, that we throw these crazy ideas out there, and six brave souls are willing to share their art with us.
Absolutely.
And knowing full well that we are going to say exactly whatever the fudge we want.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
anything that you produce.
I was impressed by all of them.
I got to tell you, that's two episodes in a row. I think they're all pretty
happy. I made the comment when we did this the first time. And, like, when we kind of, like, first started this, like, we got a lot of, like, the just, like, very demo-y death metal where you didn't hear much. It was, you know what I mean? Like, to actually hear, like, so don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm huge into the unclean vocals. And, like, there's ways to do it. But the fact that we have people who are singing, like, beautifully, and even, like, the growls are hitting different tones and different techniques instead of just, like, all in this one thing, and it's you know what I mean? Like, there's so much talent that's been thrown to us.
For sure.
Like, just the step up.
Yep.
No, I know what you're saying, because, like, we've been fortunate for many years, so, like, no talented individuals, but, like, you know, anytime that, like, you're, like, up and coming, and we try to listen to absolutely everything we possibly can. Like, if you guys forward us stuff, like, we check it out. Like, we'll do anything we possibly can for it. In the past, I think we've tried to do basically, like, more on, like, the positive side. Like, I think we tried to But at the same time, like, we also had, like, a few. I'm not gonna lie. We had a few episodes. Like, we'll take anybody. Like, it's like, yeah, by all means. Like, we want to help you out with your art.
Some of our old earlier ones. I mean, we had like Carter Jordan, who was wonderful. Like, they were great.
Yeah. I mean, we've always been very fortunate.
Something Himself, right?
Cutthroat Conspiracy. Cutthroat Conspiracy. Trying to get back. Because they have a new lineup and new songs. So, or new song coming out in March. So.
But all of you that actually did submit like some songs, like I personally would like to just say, like, thank you so much, like, for sharing, reaching out, like, just, and the fact that, like, we were able to, like, reach you, you were able to reach us, and we're now actually able to, like, share your craft, and all of our comments are obviously, like, in jest, like, whether it be constructive, comedy.
Yeah. I mean, music is a journey, man, you know, like, I'm honored that people would allow us to be a part of their journey.
Absolutely.
Whatever that means.
So stuff like this, I think that's why these episodes are fun. And it's like, I
want
to do more music shit.
That's what I'm
saying. Like, there's so much music out there that's so good that no one's ever heard of. It's so much underrated music. And
we got this cool studio, man. We're gonna play some live music.
It's very hot.
Once we figure out
the
heat situation, because like we all lost 10 pounds today, just by sweating alone.
I didn't poop yet. Oh.
What else were you doing in that woman's bathroom?
Well, you know. Dude, so honestly, there was a bit of a... So I shut the stall door, right? And I, like, shut the stall door. I go over to wash my hands, and I go to leave. I grab the paper towel. While I'm grabbing the paper towel, the stall door opens.
See? Ghosts.
And I was like... And I looked over there, and I was like, hey, listen, I'm not an enemy, so, like, do whatever you gotta do. Like, if you gotta go to the bathroom, I'm not gonna interfere. Good luck. And then I walked out, and you guys were in the hallway, so...
Hi.
Not for nothing. It's not going to take much for me not to come here ever again.
It's hot as fucking. There's ghosts. That's the horror movie.
Reaching my limit.
I was sold when that hallway door started opening over there.
This week on Haunted Sauna.
I'm sweaty and scared.
Well, that's a beer review.
Two of my least favorite things to be.
Hell yeah.
Dave, take us home, kid.
Hey, guys. Seriously, all bands involved this evening.
You all suck.
Hey.
Wow.
No, you don't. I'm grateful for all the bands we got to listen to. I love being able to check out new music, no matter
what
it is.
You all suck at not being awesome.
I hate that math I have to do to
the majority of the bands were awesome. I think that there's a ton of talent.
Who wasn't awesome?
I said the majority. So there was one bassist.
Aside from?
There was one bassist out of all the bands that was mid, and I'm going to leave it up to them to figure out who it was.
I think
Boom.
I know who he's talking about.
How do you like
Boom,
that?
Roasted.
I'm not, I don't know shit about bass. I'm just talking out of my ass because Marcus put me on the spot. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for sending in your music. Thank you so much for listening to us, John. And thanks so much for supporting us in all of our habits.
Oh,
We are Heavy Metal Over a Six-Pack, ladies and gentlemen and folks of all ages and kinds and types. The only place for local, national, and international rock, metal, and beer reviews. Where would we be without the beer? Where would we be without the metal? Where would we be without the rock? If you're some man! No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, that was intense.
Hey, thank you all so much for tuning in. We will catch you on the flippity-floppity next side. R.I.P. Night.
Hasta luego.
Good job, pal. Bye, everybody.
That is the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode of Heavy Metal Over a Six Pack Podcast. Marcus, Dave, and Anthony signing off. Check out the podcast at HMOA6PACK.podomatic.net. Email HMOA6PACK@gmail.com. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.